get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description. Voltech is the founder of VEC Network, an infrastructure bringing smart contracts to the Hive blockchain. Hi, Voltech. Welcome to the Startup Podcast. I'm very happy to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. And actually, I'm very curious about VEC Network. I mean, the Hive blockchain has been there for some time, but you're starting this initiative to bring smart contracts to the Hive blockchain. And I think it's exciting. I mean, I think this will open up a lot of things for the Hive blockchain. But I'll have you do the introduction on Voltech. So what really is the VEC Network?
Yeah, so the VEC Network is a layer 2 smart contract system built on top of the Hive blockchain. Layer 2 being it's not technically part of layer 1, even though a large portion of kind of how it works is heavily tied to layer 1. That gives us flexibility, like with what kind of like options we have for data availability layers, what kind of things we do on that layer two. We have a lot of flexibility there, which means we could really work very fast because it allows us to redeploy the whole network in a day if we want. And we don't have to really work with that layer one that might be limiting us. So that allows us to really build and modify what we're really doing on the layer two. And it ultimately interacts with Hive. So you can interact with the Hive blockchain from that layer two and vice versa. And that also allows us to do very interesting things like light accounts, where you can have an off-chain account that's not actually a Hive account. That's free. You can easily create it as zero RC cost, and you can work with that off-chain account. So you don't need to create a Hive account. And that can improve onboarding while also giving that same kind of mixed experience between Hive and kind of off-chain realm.
Yeah. Can we define these terms first for our broader audience? So you mentioned layer two smart contracts. So what really is smart contracts? I mean, for me, so I'm not that much into the Web3 space, but I kind of know like the history of Bitcoin, Ethereum, I mean, those blockchains. So, I mean, can you give a definition on what really is a smart contract? And maybe how can app developers or how can people in the blockchain probably utilize smart contracts?
Yeah, so smart contracts are essentially computer programs that run on a decentralized environment. So there are things like making your own bonds, making NFTs, making tokens. All of those kind of things are programmable that you can custom define your functionality. And so you're essentially taking that code, whatever that code means, whatever it does, and running it in a way that is global across your whole network, your whole blockchain. So that whatever that program does is always going to be deterministic, and it's always going to be secure, and it's always going to be something that the outcome is what you expect. And that allows you to do a lot of very unique things that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do in like a traditional centralized Web2 way.
Yeah, so I guess smart contracts are the decentralized way to automate something. I remember like in the history of blockchain technology or in the history of quote-unquote cryptocurrency, so back then, during the times of Bitcoin, there was no smart contracts yet. And then Ethereum came and all these other cryptocurrencies came, and they somehow were the ones who brought like smart contracts into the larger cryptocurrency community. But this is specifically for the Hive blockchain, right? So can you share a bit of history of the Hive blockchain? I mean, in the podcast, I've interviewed a few or maybe several Hive the app founders. For example, I've interviewed PicD, EasonC, ActiFit, for example. And then I'm actually very interested on Hive as a blockchain. It's kind of, in what I'm hearing, it's like one of the most genuine blockchains out there. So can you first give a short description of what you know of the Hive blockchain, and maybe tell a bit of history about it on how you know it?
Yeah. So I originally joined back in, I think, around 2018 or so. And that's when I originally kind of viewed Hive as like mainly social media blockchain. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. You could create posts, you can upvote them, comment, do all that. You have these accounts. And that's kind of what my initial understanding was. But as the years went by and I kind of dove way, way, way more into it, especially with the Speak Network and VSC now, I really got much more familiar in how it works under the hood. And really what it provides at a core is you have your accounts, your unique identity, which is your username. And you could do a lot of interesting things with that. You have obviously your posts, your comments, upvotes, downvotes, but you could also do things like account rotation, where you can change the keys to your account. That is not possible on Ethereum or any other blockchain for that matter. the built-in profiles, you have to kind of build something on top of it. You know, on Ethereum, you have ENS domains, not really. And so that really kind of brings this like integrated ecosystem where you have an account identifier, that's your username, and all these kind of other things that you could build around that, coupled with, of course, the 3 second block time and then the feeless transactions. It really makes it a great system for recording and putting data on chain in a way that's fast and secure. And plus that kind of user perspective, it makes it less like a random wallet address and more like a username on a typical website.
Yeah. And given this, Hive blockchain sounds good as it is, right? So how did you think of like bringing the smart contract technology to the Hive blockchain? And how did you think about this idea and how did this project start? Can you tell like a brief history of how you started constructing that idea to bring smart contracts to the Hive blockchain?
Well, funnily enough, it actually happened while I was on an airplane traveling, and it was a long hour. I think it was like a 10-hour long flight, and I realized smart contracts don't have a lot of scalability to them. I mean, a lot of the smart contract systems are not, you know, all that. There is, of course, Ethereum and various others that do some kind of scalability, but I haven't really delved into how scalability works and how like the layer twos work themselves. So over the course of about 3 or 4 hours, I started diving into building something, just a basic prototype. And what I realized is that there's actually a lot of potential. And then in the months that follows really became what eventually became what VSC was or what is. And there's a huge potential here on Hive because we lack that. We lack smart contracts. And from what was originally just, okay, I could maybe make my own smart contract system, experiment with something, to actually there's a huge potential on Hive that could be fulfilled and a massive market that could be created from it. And then so from the following months, I started looking at how to actually get that going and building the original DevNet or the prototype net that we have running or had running back last year. And we were running that up until about Hive Fest or so when we really started to push on really showcasing VSC. And then eventually we got our funding for a proposal. So yeah, it really started from looking at like, okay, what could I create right now? And then where's the actual need for that on Hive? And eventually it blossomed into this whole thing with the layer two, obviously, and then the Bitcoin wrapping and everything else that we're starting to work on here.
Yeah, speaking about that actual need for maybe like for the use of smart contracts in the Hive blockchain, because right now, Hive has a lot of dApps. For example, Hive has Splinterlands, Hive has all of these, other apps, right? So what can the VSC network possibly unlock? Or how specifically can the VSC network like change how things are being done right now in the Hive blockchain? What use cases are also possible? You've mentioned earlier like NFTs, maybe DeFi. So how do you think can the Hive blockchain change upon introducing smart contracts into the blockchain and into the community?
There's a lot of the things that are standard to the smart contract ecosystem. NFTs, tokens, all those are kind of prime examples of what people have done with smart contracts. So I'm not going to really talk too much on that because people already have an idea of what could be done. They just need to have the tools they need to build what that technology is the main thing. However, we're heavily focused on making the actual user experience of smart contracts better, making that tooling really good, and making the language support large for actual smart contract. We're one of a very small group of projects that are actually working on WebAssembly smart contracts, which, aside from the technical term, the most important thing that you need to know is that you can program in any WebAssembly compatible language. So that's like Assembly script, C++, Rust, Golang, whole list. And that opens up a whole massive user base of developers that already know these languages and already have libraries for these languages, which means you could leverage a lot of existing tooling that is available on these ecosystems without having to like recode it to Solidity. And that's super, super important because when you look at it from a developer's perspective, even though Solidity is great and it does have all these things that are built around it, people more and more and more and more need tooling that's from the traditional Web2 ecosystem. That's very powerful. And if we could bring that to Hive, that really helps us in the short and long term of what we can support. And then we're also looking at doing other things like making the actually innovating on the smart contract VM itself. So like building as many APIs and utilities as we can within that smart contract system that we could leverage as much kind of tools. And most of that's kind of Hive-centric, like being able to interact with Hive from your smart contract and being able to interact with layer two, like having a large data store, because you have a massive data store on there that you can leverage since it's off-chain. But most of that's kind of around Hive. And then the other one that a lot of people are very excited about across the community is Bitcoin wrapping, fully decentralized Bitcoin wrapping. And we've been doing a lot of work around this over the last 6 months. And we built everything from almost quite a working demo, but we're still not quite there yet. And we're working on essentially what is going to be the one of the very first decentralized Bitcoin wrapping systems. It's going to be the first on Hive, and it'll be probably one of the in the top, I think, first 10 or so real decentralized Bitcoin wrapping in the overall crypto ecosystem. And so we're using layer one proofs from Bitcoin, using layer one consensus of Bitcoin into our VSC smart contracts, which not only means wrapping, but it also means programming your smart contracts to work with Bitcoin. And then we're using collateralization to handle the kind of custody part on the Bitcoin side. So we can kind of couple these two technologies together with collateralization and the layer one proofs of Bitcoin that are, it's again, Bitcoin consensus. So it's layer one security of Bitcoin to then create a very powerful wrapping technology on top of VSC. And overall, those few things are a massive upstep from what we have definitely right now, but also in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what I understand, you're actually making a smart contract infrastructure that can make it easy, or at least flexible, or make it flexible enough such that developers in the Hive blockchain can use it conveniently and can easily integrate them on what they have, right? Can implement them easily into what they're developing, into what they're doing. I did some research about VAT Network, of course, and I saw that there's a small team doing this, right? So can you also share, after you've thought of the idea of bringing smart contracts into the Hive blockchain, because in Hive, as a decentralized community, you usually do some project proposals and then the community itself will like agree on it if they really want it. So can you just tell some story about this, on like how you made the proposal for this project and how like Jump started and how do you start building?
Yeah. So it first started, I think I first made it public around January last year. So I started talking with a few people around about it, not necessarily public, but as in I was starting those conversations. And at first this kind of met with maybe some skepticism and confusion about what it really does. But then over a period of time, fairly short period of time, that the skepticism turned from right to support. And so I think the first major thing that I was on was Cryptomaniacs podcast, where I talked about it with Taskmaster and John, I think. Yeah, John Olson. And that was really the first time people really saw what it was about. And that got quite a lot of engagement after that. And then I kept on doing blog posts and different kind of media attention. Started a Twitter account, got that going, and really kind of kept up to date. But the biggest thing that made the most influence was an event that we were doing in Las Vegas. We were doing a Hive event there, and then also Hive Fest. And both of them are kind of, well, I wouldn't say necessarily equally as important, but both were very important in their own way. And that ultimately really shaped the proposal that went out not long after that. And so I talked with a lot of people at the Las Vegas event, and then also a lot of people at Hive Fest. And I also did a presentation about VSC there. And that was met with pretty much all around support. And then shortly after, about I think it was a month and a half or so, that was when our proposal went out to actually from the project.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I'm curious how you're able to like change that from skepticism to support, right? And this is the Startup Podcast PA show. We're a bit aligned to like entrepreneurship and startups and businesses. So I'd also like to ask, I asked this to Arkange. I'm not sure if you know Arkange of
I've met him.
Yeah, Hive Auth, Hive Buzz, Hive SQL. So, and he was also keen on saying that these developer tools or these tools that you make, maybe like the VSC network, can actually be used by potential startup founders or business founders or creators moving into the Hive blockchain or creating projects in the Hive blockchain. So in your opinion, how do you think can like business owners or entrepreneurs or startup founders, new ones especially, make the most or utilize the most the VEC network or the smart contract technology in the Hive blockchain? What do you think about that?
Yeah, so we're working on a lot of documentation and tooling around that, starting from our SDK that we have. We have a dedicated assembly script SDK that kind of handles all of those common things. So like interacting with Hive, saving data to state, doing all those kind of basic things. And that's really a great tool for maybe more so for developers to look at. But we also have an API endpoint that you can leverage for your projects, both on from the smart contract development, but also the just being able to work with it on your own site. And then we also are working on a contract template that'll give you a ready-made template for your smart contract that'll involve the actual code of it and some tests and things that you wanna start working with. And then aside from the actual tooling that's being built that anyone can, of course, use, we really, really want people to reach out with us and start working with our project. It's probably way more valuable for you to be communicating with us and telling us what your needs are in VSC than just silence. Because that allows us to work with you directly, work with your developers, tell you about the project. If you have anything that is missing, not clarified, we can clarify that to you very easily. And then when you actually do want to start putting the work into developing on VSC, we'll be able to help you with that, help you with the development. Maybe not everything of that development, because obviously there are things that you as a startup are going to be focused on building that we can't quite help you with. But we'll definitely be able to help you with what is on our side of VSC, and we'll be able to provide as much resources as we can to make that development process as seamless as possible.
Yeah, actually that's true. I mean, perhaps that founder or that business creator in the first place needs to have an idea on how he or she can use smart contracts in the project he or she is making. And then it's actually what I like about the Hive community. I mean, the developers can easily cooperate with each other. I mean, I have a tool or have a project that can actually contribute to your tool or to your project. And we can actually talk and we can actually develop what we're doing more by communicating what we specifically need. But on the possible use cases of smart contracts, so can we just like give some picture to it? I mean, do you imagine it being used in like gaming, in like finance, or in like in what application specifically? What do you think?
I would say all of that, gaming, finance, all of those are very big. I've already started a lot of conversations around the gaming part and looking at like how can we build kind of gaming centric NFTs on VSE. So that's definitely something that's been kind of a focus, at least for me, is starting to look at that for gaming. The finance stuff, yeah, that's important. That's definitely something that a lot of people, that's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of blockchain. And that's definitely great, and we're going to support that, but it's also not really the newest thing. But whereas gaming is something that there's more and more focus around doing that, and rightfully so, because people want to be able to use that technology for, or can be good at there. So we're looking at that a lot, is the kind of gaming centric around it.
Yeah. Let's go a bit into your background or into your history. I mean, you're a developer. And so how did you become like a developer in the first place? And maybe how did you get into the blockchain space in the first place? So how did this all start? I mean, even before you've made VAT Network, I mean, how did all of this start?
Yeah. I mean, I've always been doing coding for many, many, many years at this point. And I've always been working with technology, not at all really blockchain or Web3, but then I started mining cryptocurrency and you know, working with that. And it didn't really pique my interest a lot from the technical or coding view. But then I got much more involved when around in 2018, when there was DTube, and I started kind of researching that because very interesting idea of like decentralized video platform. Because I was familiar with torrents and like not much else. I didn't actually think of it as like a user centric application, but yet that was what was being done. So I really got involved there, and that kind of snowballed into what led more into 3Speak and the Speak Network, and all like really kind of working with Hive as a development platform, and then now of course with VSC building that.
And how specifically did you get into the Hive blockchain?
That was through D2 at the time, which was active and actually a usable platform. Now no one really cares about it, but that was the first video platform on Hive.
I see. And what do you think about the Hive community? I mean, what is it in Hive that like made you attracted to it and like made you really invest your time and effort into building into contributing to the blockchain or into the community? So what is it with Hive that you really like?
I'd say there's quite a bit of connections, because you typically kind of know everyone in the ecosystem, and it's a bit maybe a bit less corporate than some of the other blockchains might be. But really, it's been just because I've been so involved in this community over the years that it's kind of like my primary choice. But there's also a lot technically that I can't really ignore either, like the feeless transactions and the ability to customize what I put on chain. That really, it helps a lot with what I'm doing.
I'd like to dig a deeper about what you said. I mean, less corporate of a culture than like other blockchains. I mean, some of the people I've interviewed here, they say that perhaps Hive is the most genuine Web3 blockchain out there. So, what do you think about like the culture, the overall culture, and how people in Hive work or communicate or like basically build the community?
Well, it's less, how should I put it? It's more centered around like individuals that are kind of experimenting and making their own projects. I wouldn't necessarily say this is a good or bad thing, because obviously there's people who think it's, more hobbyist type chain or something that is not serious, but there's a lot of people that are contributing their own time and kind of work at it from a casual point of view, which are both good and bad, but it's something that's a lot more approachable than something that's, let's just say, like, let's just say a Solana ecosystem where it's very centered around, big players and big entities and that sort of thing. And so for people who are, and I've seen this actually as kind of a general trend in other blockchains, people tend to get attached to those particular groups, because they are more inviting from the perspective of like whether it's being more hobbyist or more, something that they can latch on to a bit more. And with Hive, at least from what I've seen, is that people kind of latch on to that in various different ways, from whether it's development way or more of a community way with kind of the upvotes and you have your friends on here and et cetera. They kind of get involved in that way. And that plays a different dynamic, because if you look at like Ethereum, people who are on there are mainly focused around being able to trade, being able to interact with these more kind of financial tools, because it's so expensive to put data on chain. And that's very cost prohibitive. And so even though while Ethereum might be the gold standard for what is a technology solution and what the industry uses overall, there's more and more shift that the normal person goes to something that's less serious in that regard, because there's much more kind of center focus around the people who are actually using it a bit. And that's less like an environment where if you do one thing, you spend $130 on a transaction fee. And so that gives you a much different demographic than what might be in an Ethereum ecosystem versus Hive.
Yeah, this is actually what I'm talking about with Archange, and actually with Dr. Brian of London, if you know. I think yeah, you know him. Yeah, he mentioned actually VAT Network. I'm talking with them about like because there are these different blockchains out there, Ethereum, for example, Solana, and they kind of differ. I'm not sure in how they differ. I think they differ in like the culture of the people that's behind them, because the culture of the people will actually define or will actually like make what these people build on the blockchain and how the infrastructure of this blockchain will be built. I mean, will it focus on decentralization? Will it focus on these particular use cases? Will it focus on scalability, on security? That's what I want to ask. I mean, what do you think about this thought, about this observation, if I may? And for you, for Hive, what do you think is like the future for Hive? Or do you think Hive will be like the best blockchain out there? What do you think?
That's a very broad question. Are you seeing like what's the primary differences or what will make them kind of win in the long
Both, I
term?
guess both. I mean, I think both. I mean, what are the differences, and maybe like, what do you think will be the definition of Hive?
I'd say for differences, there is a lot technically different that you can say about these different chains and solutions. And those, we can put that aside, not to get into the details of how all that works, but there's a lot that is different technically. That matters a lot less from what is kind of the immediate impact, right? you look at like the Ethereum layer twos and layer two solutions, how they have issues with composability, how you can't interact with other layer twos, or how they have long, long, long lockup times of 7 days to withdraw or interact with them. And that creates these kind of fractured user bases for a variety of technical reasons that you could agree or disagree on or debate, whatever your particular stance is. But that creates kind of a user impact, and that ultimately fractures what your user base is and what, like, really the ease of onboarding. And so that's going to take a much different kind of road than what something that might be more general purpose would be, like what maybe Hive is. And I would say that there really isn't a blockchain solution. There's not a single, I don't think there'll ever be a single blockchain solution for everything. And if there is, then there's a very, very long road ahead of us, because there is so much there that hasn't been tapped to. And there's a lot of things that we can, or that can be leveraged, that's outside of Hive. I think cross-chain as a whole is going to be a really big thing coming up. And it already is. It's already a big thing. But it's going to be even more when you actually look at it from a user perspective, because while there is cross-chain that exists, there is not really a way that you can interact with cross-chain in a way, or interact between those different users in a way that isn't, you know, requiring to make another account. Which is part of why VSC is very important, because we actually allow sign in with Lite accounts. And you can also sign in with your, you can technically sign in with your Ethereum account into VSC. So imagine being able to own Hive assets with your Ethereum wallet. And that's very important, because that's not taking it from the perspective of Ethereum versus Hive. That's saying, okay, the user ultimately wants this thing. They ultimately might have some Ethereum balance, might have, you know, assets on Ethereum, but they might look at Hive and they're like, okay, well, maybe I want Hive. And now they can just do it. They could own Hive. They don't need to go through any kind of, you know, complicated setup with a Hive account, swapping, all the stuff. A normal Hive user can just send it straight to their wallet address. So that's one of the things that we're working on. And from putting aside the technical part, that means that your user is not fractured. They can go in, use that Ethereum account as if it's no different than a Hive account for holding a balance. Maybe like things like interacting with smart contracts might be different, all those other technical things. But when you look at it from a user perspective, that's very powerful, because you don't have that fraction of the ecosystem, and you can easily onboard those users in the Hive if they so need to have that kind of, you know, if they so need that thing. And that is very powerful when you look at it from that perspective, rather than a blockchain versus blockchain.
Yeah, I actually agree. And I think that's a nice future. I mean, each one build their own blockchains depending on how they use it and how the community shapes it. And then maybe cross-chain really is the future. Are you building VAC Network like as a closed source project? And what do you think about this in general, like the philosophy of open sourcing projects or closed sourcing projects? What do you think about this aspect in like software development and in making projects, especially in Web3, especially in like the decentralized world? So what do you think about this?
Yeah. So VSC is 100% open source. Everything is open source on it. And it will say that way. I'd say overall, software development from an open source versus closed source standpoint, either way is not necessarily wrong. However, I'd say that things that are core to like a system or core to something that has huge amounts of risk should always be open source and always be auditable. Things like wrapping technology should always be open source. And those things need to be there so that people can audit it. And then also when you look at it from just the ability to have those resources, be able to build on top of that, having that open source and making those tools available really gives you a lot of ability to build on top of those tools. And, you know, it's an additive ecosystem rather than everything's hidden. But there is, of course, there has to be stuff that will be always closed source, right? The VCs oftentimes will look at projects, and one of their things is whether they're open source or closed source, because their value of what those projects are a lot of the time, not always, in their source code. And so having that at closed source is perfectly fine. And projects are absolutely going to do that. We can't prevent them from doing that. But having that kind of core of what we can all agree on, what we all need, having that open source is good.
Yeah, actually, those are actually good points on whether you people or whether developers should close or open source their projects. Are you working on, or have you worked on, another projects in the Hive blockchain before V network. Can you just share like what projects have you worked on, and in the future, do you think you will work on more projects for Hive, or what do you think is in store for you and in store for us from you in the future?
Yeah, so I was working back in the D2 era. I was working on software around that. It was mainly small things, and then I was working with a lot with 3Speak, with the website, and then also the Speak network. So a lot I've done a lot of development of that in the past, and still a little bit now, not as much. And then now I've been doing a lot more on VSC. I don't have anything else in mind in terms of what I've on the project roadmap. Just mainly, yeah, just VSC is the main thing. And anything else that's kind of around VSC, maybe like the Bitcoin wrapping is its own project or something like that. But we are on that same kind of subject, working on a really good front end for our Bitcoin wrapping that we're putting a lot of effort into making it a good, really, really good UI. And so that's something that once we have that launch, we'll put out that UI. And the hope is to be one of the best DeFi front ends on Hive at least, and hopefully be a pretty decent UI overall from non-Hive users. So working on that as well, that we'll kind of release alongside the wrapping technology we're working on.
And by the way, what's the roadmap for the VEC network? I mean, are there target years on when to finish like the whole infrastructure and even the Bitcoin wrapping part? So what's the roadmap?
Yeah. So just last, I think it was yesterday or so, we created the second and third block on the testnet. So the testnet is coming online very soon. There's just some bugs right now that we're working on that's causing the consensus to not go through. But that is coming very soon, where the VSC testnet will be online. And then subsequently, we'll roll out about three more major updates that will get all of the things we need in for Bitcoin wrapping. They'll do the kind of the prerequisites for it. And once we have the network online, which will be again in around 1 or 2 weeks, that will allow us to really push other people to start developing on VSC because they actually have a base to work with and network to work with. And then we're also going to prepare for launch on the actual Bitcoin wrapping. And that's coming up pretty soon over the next month or so with that. And then once we have all those smart contracts working for Bitcoin wrapping and we have tested them, then we'll also deploy that with our website that we're working on for the actual front end for all of that. And then around that time, around a month and a half or so from now, we'll put out our next funding proposal, so it can continue building out this. And really, it's going to be focused on getting this testnet built, getting it secure, getting it working well, getting the kind of engine behind this running, because ultimately it needs to bring revenue. So bringing in, like we're going to be implementing HBD staking as part of our RC model. So you can actually stake layer one HBD and use that interest to pay for all of your transaction fees. And that'll allow us to also, we can leverage that to take users from Ethereum, and they can pay with their RCs that are from Hive, that are their HBD RCs that are staking the account. And that'll help bring in a revenue stream for VSC to run as a network. And then also we can keep building off of that. And there's other long-term goals that I'm looking at, like implementing sharding in more advanced terms of scalability technology, but that's kind of down the road once we get this network online and get the engine of it, of what it can do running.
But this is really like an ongoing project, and it's actually the launch is very, very soon. So our listeners should stay tuned for the VEC network, and take this time to invite our listeners. Maybe if they want to know more about the VEC network, maybe they want to look at what's currently going on, and maybe in sometime soon they want to implement it in their own project. So if our listeners are interested on the VEC network, on applying or implementing smart contracts in what they're doing, how can they know more information, or how can they contact you and work with you?
Yeah, so our website is a great resource, vsc.eco, vsc.eco. And then our Hive blog is a great one as well. And then we also have our Discord server where I post a lot of my updates. And pretty much any question you ask there will be answered within a day or so, probably less even. Those are just great places to look. And we're starting to update our Hive blog a lot more. Our Hive blog has been kind of a little bit neglected over the last few months, but we're starting to put out a lot of the things that we've worked on and post some more updates. So expect also at least a decent more, at least a little bit more updates on that as well.
Yeah, so for our listeners, tune in to VEthernet Network and join their Discord server to get updates and news about the VEC network. So thank you very much, Voltec. So thank you very much for sharing what you're doing, and thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the Hive blockchain and on building blockchain projects in general. So thank you very much, Voltec.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you very much to our 38 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Tuala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. Mamiki Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, tapa, and tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Podify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Uplift Codecamp, Founders Launchpad, Pocketworks, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.